Welcome to Battle Cry. This is Jim Green speaking, and I just want you to tune in. And if you've got a Bible, I just want you to follow today in the Bible, because we're going to go into some scriptures, and we're going to talk about the difference between demon possession and being demonized. And this is where the misconception comes in and the confusion comes in on the subject, can a Christian have a demon? And like I told you before, we are going to get in on this, and we're going to pull the mask off Satan. And all the people that do not believe this, I really wish you would tune in and follow along and don't miss one broadcast, because we're going to get into the Word, and we're going to have testimonies of people that have been Christians many years, some of them not so many, but they're going to give their testimony that they have had demons cast out of them as born-again believers. And you know, like I always say, proof is in the results. And theory will not ever stand up against experience. So you just stay tuned with us and follow along, and you will be convinced, and you'll even submit for deliverance. You'll see a need for it. You say, I see it, I want it. Praise God. And this is why we are taking so much time on this subject, because God is wanting to open your ears to it. You know, it's easier to believe a lie that you've heard 10 times than believe the truth you've heard but once. And this is why people do not believe in this, because they have not heard it very often. But you are going to hear me talk about this till the Lord says, go on another subject. Praise God, because there is deliverance for you. It is for God's people. And before I get in my study, I want my wife to read a letter we received yesterday. And the letter will explain itself. So here is my wife, Lila.
Praise God. It's really good to be with you tonight, Jim, and to go on into this letter. This is from one of our listeners, and I want to read this out to just encourage all of you out there who have the problem of demons to not be ashamed, because God wants to help you. It says, Dear Jim, I've been listening to your program on KFIA. I don't really know where to begin. I am a Christian, have been for close to 4 years, no church background throughout my life. I am 31 years old. When I first came to the Lord, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. We had, my husband and I, a couple brought our way to help us understand as new believers, for we were not yet in church. They felt led to share with us about deliverance. We could not find a pastor to baptize us in water because we did not belong to a church. They had friends in Reno that would, so we went to Reno to be baptized. The man we met, I think, was a deliverance minister or worked in that area. After baptizing us, he wanted to lay hands on my husband and I and pray for us individually. When he laid hands on me and started to pray, a demon manifested itself immediately in my face, in my mouth, and my hands. He tried to name it and cast it out, but it would not come out of my hands. To this very day, I feel it is still in me. I have been prayed for quite a few times since Reno, but the same thing happens each time. Though I have been delivered of other things, this still stays in me. I have a book, Pigs in the Parlor. I read about self-deliverance and tried it. It manifested itself in my mouth and eyes. It looked like a wild animal in my eyes. I was so afraid at what I saw, I stopped immediately. That was close to 2 years ago. Since then, we started going to an Assembly of God church. My husband, never experiencing deliverance, became doubtful of it, though he witnessed what I went through. I cannot and never will doubt it, having experienced what I did. We are no longer around anyone that believes in it except myself. There are things that I am really struggling with, unforgiveness and fear. Would you please pray and ask the Lord about what direction I need to go? I know it must be God who delivers us, and I want nothing but His will in my life. Your sister in Christ, Diana. Praise God.
Well, Diana, if you're listening, I can tell you this. You can be assured that those demons can be cast out in the name of Jesus. And if you read Scripture, and we will be eventually on more and more in the Bible, you'll see that not every time Jesus spoke, immediately the demons left. There is a struggle. And it was just last weekend that we worked with a pretty well demonized girl. She was a Christian, been, you know, for a while. And we worked almost 4 hours on one particular ruling spirit in her. It took that long to get that spirit out. And I'll tell you, I thought I was going to keel over before that thing came out. So there is a battle and there is a struggle. I do not believe in this touch and go theory. You know, in Jesus' name be ye gone. That is a bunch of nonsense. It says we wrestle against principalities and powers. Brother and sister, I ought to tell you, we must wrestle. And other times we worked in deliverance, the demons left immediately. It all depends how much of a hold they've got on one's life. And we are going to have some testimonies on people. They can speak for themselves. And we're going to have a woman on here next week that is very well known in this city. She's been in the Christian community and very well known. And she is going to testify about her first deliverance here. So she'll be on next week. So just tune in. Praise God. And, you know, it saddens my heart, people, that this is not being taught and practiced in churches. Now, I could see it, the churches that don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, the moving of the Spirit. I could see that. But in Holy Ghost-filled churches where people have the gifts in operation and they don't believe in deliverance, what is wrong? Something is dead wrong, that God's people are not getting set free. And I'll tell you what it is. Satan has deceived. He's come along and said, well, it's all the works of the flesh. You must crucify it. Well, I'd like to have testimonies of people that has actually crucified things. Now, I am not belittling that. There is a crucifixion involved. There is a dying out. There is a putting our will and our fleshly desires under our feet in a place of death and taking dominion over that. I do believe in their dominion walk. I have taught it. But I am not convinced by anybody that a Christian cannot have a demon. I do believe Christians can have demons because I've seen it in my own life and too many others. So let's just look into Word. Okay, now this is where people get confused. And this is where people are saying, Jim Green, you are so nutty, you need to go to the mental ward for teaching a Christian can be demon-possessed. First of all, let's get off on the right foot. Okay? A Christian, born again of the blood of Jesus, has had his sins washed away, that God's Spirit has come in and rebirthed his spirit. Now, whether he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and some gifts, that's okay. As long as he is saved and born again, his name is written in heaven. That makes him a believer in Jesus Christ. Okay? Praise God. I do not believe that somebody that is walking with God and is submitted to Christ can be demon-possessed. I have never said it. I never will say it. And this is where people get it all mixed up. They say, well, I'm saying this. I am not saying this. Please pay attention because this is important to you. See, if you got that kind of an attitude, you won't listen to the truth on this. Now, I do believe, and I'm convinced, that Christians, born-again Christians, can lose their salvation. I am convinced. I believe that you can walk out of the light, and the blood of Jesus quits cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Okay, I believe that. I do not believe once saved, always saved. I see too many people walking around that's living in hell and living with Satan, and they are not saved any longer. I do believe that person can come demon-possessed when they give their will and their life back into the world and over to Satan. I do believe Satan can come along and possess them. And they are once again slaves to Satan. But I believe as long as we stay clean and walk with God, we cannot be demon-possessed, but we can be demonized. Now, let me explain. The word possession is, of course, it's an English word. Bear this in mind. It is used in many translations to convey the meaning of a Greek word, daimonizomai. I hope that's how you pronounce that. Daimonizomai. Okay? Which, according to Strong's Concordance, it means to be exorcised by a demon. And we'll go into the definitions a little bit here. It could meaningfully be translated as demonized or even demoned. Okay? A lot of times in the King James Version, it is spoke on the term of being vexed, which carries with it the meaning of being exorcised by a demon. Okay? Now, at any rate, the word daimonizomai does not mean possessed as we would normally term that word, okay? In which we understand the word to be possessed as being owned or captured by a demon. Now, there's another word, and we'll go into this word in the New Testament, which gives the word or the meaning of being possessed, and the word is hupartro, I believe that's the word, which means to be owned in an ordinary sense. Now, there's two words we must look at. Praise God. And I would to God that people would get their Bibles out, get their concordance out, and study the difference. Now, let's just go to the scriptures on this. Let's just see what all this means about demons and Christians and being possessed and vexed and all this kind of business. Let's just see. Let's go to the book of Matthew, the fourth chapter. And let's see, verse 24. Let's start there. And his fame went out through all Syria. This is talking about Jesus. And they brought unto him all sick people, that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils. Notice, with devils. Now notice how it's saying this. Those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Praise God. Boy, I just love that. I thank God that we have a deliverer still today that's alive. He's not still on the cross, folks. He can still deliver us and heal us. It's for us. It was for God's people back then. It was for the Jews. That was God's people. Okay? Now, I'm going to bring a point out here. Now, let's go flip right on over, and let's go to Matthew 8 chapter. And in verse 16... Well, let's back up a little bit in verse 14. And when Jesus was come unto Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever, and he touched her, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. That's verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Two things here. He cast out devils, and he healed. Now, we have found, as we have worked in deliverance, many devils cause sickness and disease. We've run across this many times. And as we look in the scriptures, you'll see sometime when Jesus cast out a devil, that person was immediately healed, which shows us there are spirits of infirmity and diseases and sicknesses. Now, Christians, we all know that we have diseases, illnesses, and sicknesses in our body as Christians. I am not convinced that we don't. There's too many people in the hospital today with dying of cancers and things. I am convinced most of them are spirits, demons. We don't like to look at that side. You know, we think demons are something that's just, you know, this big ugly monster, dragging us down in the gutter. Listen, there's all kinds of spirits. Spirits are evil personalities and sicknesses and so forth. So let's just pay attention. But what I want to bring out here, again, it mentioned that they were possessed with devils. Possessed with devils. Keep that in mind. Now let's just go right on over to verse 28 of the same chapter. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gadareans, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass that way. Now you know the story. He goes on and talks about casting these devils out. Well, I just think I'll read that. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Now, these are the spirits crying out of these men. Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Now, I've heard people say, You can't believe a word devils tell you. Don't listen to them. You know, if they speak out, they're all liars. I want to tell you, folks, they are liars, but they do tell the truth. They said, Thou art the Son of God. Was they lying? Of course not. They was telling the truth. He was the Son of God. Verse 30, And there was a good way off from them a herd of swine feeding. So the devils... plural, besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, Go. And they were come out. They went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of the coast. Folks, I want to tell you, if I've ever seen a truth, this is a truth here. Now, this place that Jesus was coming to was a Jewish community. There was a herd of swine, which was strictly forbidden by Jesus Christ in those days for them to have swine. Now, this is why Jesus had those devils to go into swine, to destroy that swine. It was forbidden in their law, okay? Number one. But I want you to notice, when Jesus healed these two, cast out those devils, those people came to Jesus and says, Listen, Jesus, I want you to get out of my coast. They was not glad that these men were healed and the devils left them. They was upset that they had lost some possessions. And I have seen this time and time again. People get mad when other people get delivered and get healed. And they say, Oh, that is not true. You can't, the demons can't live in Christians. How dare you to even say that? But yet they see the results. They see people set free. Now listen, this is nonsense. And this is what they was doing with Jesus. They could care less about those poor people that were vexed and possessed with devils. They was only concerned with their possessions. And this is what I find in churches, these starchy churches anymore. People are more concerned with building programs. They're more concerned with collecting money. They're more concerned with having their name and their face splashed everywhere than they are setting God's people free. And you mention deliverance and they act like you're a lunatic. I see a way with ignorance, folks. I would to God, God's people would confront pastors today and say, Why are you not casting demons out? in the name of Jesus Christ. Why are you not setting us free instead of fleecing us? Listen, we are going to be accountable for God Almighty for what we've done as leaders. And it so happens God has put leaders in the churches to be overseers and protectors and to feed the flock instead of fleece them and torment them. And this is the same thing that happened here. They was not rejoicing that someone got delivered. They were sad that they lost a few possessions. I could go on with this, but I'd better get off that subject real quick. Some of you allow me to get all upset. Praise God. You need to. Now let's go on here. Let's go right on over to chapter 12. And let's look in verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil. Possessed with a devil. Keep that in mind. Blind and dumb. Okay? This devil made this person blind and dumb. In other words, he couldn't see, he couldn't speak. And he healed him. Now, here's what I was talking about. He healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Now, you can't tell me that there are Christians today that are perfectly sound, body, soul, and spirit. And yet, this teaching going around that there's no way a demon can live in a Christian is nonsense, Christians. It's just pure old nonsense. It's not true at all. It's a bunch of heresy. It's stuff that Satan has brought into the church. It's a deceiving spirit. And if we would look at this and just put down our pride, our spiritual and religious pride, and say, listen, I'm going to believe what the Scripture said rather than what so-and-so has said, we would have deliverance working in our churches today. This should be done every day in the churches. It shouldn't be just for special deliverance workers. I know God has raised us up here at Free Love Ministries. This is a part of the work we do. We cast out devils, but this is not all we do. We have a tract ministry. We have a radio ministry. We have a teaching ministry. We have missions we work in. This is just a service to the body of Christ of casting out devils. It's not a big deal. It shouldn't make us anything great that we have this. I thank God He gave us the knowledge. Okay? Now let me explain to you. Now, in those verses we read there, being possessed with devils, if you look it up in a Greek, in 1139, in a Greek concordance, it means demonizomai. Okay, that's the word used. And it means to be exercised by a demon. Have a demon, or be vexed with, be possessed with devil or devils. And it goes back to the word 1142, daemon. By a supernatural spirit of a bad nature, devil. Now that's the what it means there. Now, notice, when I go on in the broadcast, I can't possibly get them all in one broadcast, so this is going to be like a teaching series. But as I go into it, there are 13 times that the word possessed appears in the New Testament. Now, 11 of those 13 times, referring to devils or demons, it is used with the word with. In other words, possessed with devils, demons, unclean spirits. Now that word with is what I'm trying to bring out. Very clear. I am not teaching that you can be possessed of a devil. You're possessed of the devil. I am saying you can be possessed with a devil or with demons. Now here is where the confusion sets in on this teaching. Okay. Now in the American Heritage Dictionary of the American language, it says that the word possessed is used with the word with. In other words, possessed with. This phrase indicates obsession or lack of self-control. Now, the dictionary defines obsession as a compulsive preoccupation with a fixed ideal or unwanted feeling or emotion, often with symptoms of anxiety. Now, only when the word possessed is used with the word of. In other words, possessed of devils, a phrase which only appears twice in the New Testament, mind you. Only then does it mean that which is owned or possessed. Now, I'll take you into those scriptures next broadcast where I'm going to show you where they was possessed of the devil. And this is what I hear people saying, that Jim Green is teaching that Christians can be possessed of the devil. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they can be demonized or possessed with devils, 1 to 1,000, if they want to be. You know, it depends on how much they got control in your life. And the quicker we see this, the quicker we can get deliverance. We do not have to walk around, folks, in torments and agonies and depression and obsession. We don't have to walk around like that. We can have these things cast out of us. We can be relieved. A lot of this baggage we're carrying around is nothing but spirits, evil personalities, entities from Satan. And I'm going to take you into the arguments. Stay with me. Don't miss a broadcast because I'm going to get on these topics. on these particular set of scriptures that all the theologians say, here it says that light and darkness can't dwell together. You stay with me. I'm going to go into every one of those scriptures that they say a Christian cannot have a demon. I'm going to show, prove to you without a shadow of doubt the opposite side to it. Yes, it's not even saying that. I'm going to show you how much we've taken this for granted as truth, and it's not truth at all. It's just the way they have seen it and the way I used to look at it. I'm guilty too. Now, in other words, it only occurs twice out of 13 times in the New Testament that devils or demons owned or possessed people. Now, the other 11 times the use of the word possessed in referring to devils, demons, is with the word with, possessed with devils or demons. And it means literally to be vexed with demons. And it means literally to be vexed with devils. Now, I hope in my own befuddled way that I am bringing this out that you can understand it. It's the best that I can. My heart is right, people, really. I'm not wanting to fight against anybody. I'm not wanting to act like I know it all and I'm a big theologian, you know. I'm not trying to bring that across. I'm trying to just make it plain and simple that people can understand the teaching on this. And may God help me to bring it out in a way that you will see this and you will respond to it. And the deliverance is for us. Now, again, in the American Heritage Dictionary, it says the word vex means to be irritated or annoyed, as with petty inopportunities, repeated and inconsistent requests, bothered, pestered. Now, isn't this what the devil does? Don't he just pester us? Oh, you say it's all on the outside. Come on now. These people were possessed with devils. And you say, well, those are just the pagans. They don't say they was pagans. They was the Jews. They was God's people in those days that needed deliverance. Jesus Christ did not work with the pagans. You see? Even that woman besought him, you know, from another country. You know, the one that says, I'll just take the crumbs that fall from your table. Even in that story, I want you to know he was still relating to deliverance there. And I'll get into that eventually. She besought him to cast the devil out of her daughter. And he says, hey, deliverance is a children's bread. Well, I've heard this said, well, he was just talking about himself, that I am the children's bread. In other words, you know, the Messiah was the children's bread for the Jews. He was not even relating to that, folks. The topic was casting out of demons. Get the context. He was talking about deliverance there. It was for the children. It was a children's bread. In other words, deliverance for the Jews, for God's people. It's still for the Jews. It's still for God's people. It's still for spiritual Israel. It's for us today. Praise God. But he only worked with the Jews in those days. See? So these people here that received deliverance and healing were the Jews. It was for them. It wasn't the pagans. It wasn't the Egyptians coming in, the Syrians and all these people. It was the Jews. It was God's people that was crippled, blind, and crazy, and lunatic, and had need of deliverance. And he healed them. Praise God. Now you see, 11 times out of the 13 in the New Testament, possessed in reference to devils, means that people, through a lack of self-control, such as obsession, give their wills over to the repeated and inconsistent request of devils, vexation, and let themselves become compulsively preoccupied or obsessed with the ideals the demons are giving them, vexation again, and they allow the demons to rule in their lives. Now, this is what simply means to be demonized. Some are more demonized than others. And I want to let you know, their pride is a demon in itself. People that think they know all there is in the Word, as far as I'm concerned, they are demonized like anybody else, and they have need of deliverance when they think they know it all, and they got all the answers. I'm sorry, I believe it. They have need of deliverance like anybody. We just think, deliverance is just for those poor people that's on drugs or on alcohol, you know, crawling around in the gutters, foam at the mouth. Listen, the most prominent people in Christian circles, leaders themselves, have definite need of deliverance. I think all the leaders in this city should line up for deliverance first. Because they all need it. You know why? They're out in the forefront if they're really walking with God. They're out in the forefront and Satan attacks them first. At least that's the way the chain of command has always worked. And, you know, if the leader won't submit for deliverance, how in the world can the people receive it? They can't. They can't. And therefore, the leader goes on and preaches, oh, let's talk about blessings. Let's just talk about love. Let's bring out the bubbly champagne and let's have a party. And why God's people are sitting in the pews, hurting inside, dying a million deaths, obsessed, depressed, oppressed, got problems. And I've had him say, I can't even get to even see my pastor. He's such a busy man. What is he busy doing? Running around, showing his face everywhere he can get his face and his name. instead of sitting there delivering God's people, counseling with God's people, setting them free, he's out running around. Shame, shame, shame. May God help us. We are going to answer to God someday what we have done with our time. This is what the whole ideal people of the ministry is. Did you know a minister is supposed to be a servant? They are a servant to the people we're supposed to serve, the people, not the people come and bow down to our name and our organization. We are supposed to serve them, and serving comes in many forms. Counseling, deliverance, laying on hands that they receive gifts, laying on if they're sick, pray over the sick, these things. But you know what? So many ministers are more involved with building programs. They're more involved with how many cars they can collect and how many people they can collect. It's a shame. It's a sin what's going on in God's churches today. That's why we're seeing such demonic oppression on God's people, because the shepherds are into it. They don't even guard the sheep. They could care less anymore as long as they get their big salaries and their name promoted. Well, I tell you, this, you need to study your scriptures, people. And you stick with me on these broadcasts. And I'm going to be talking more and more on this topic, because I am going to pull the mask off Satan, likes it or lumps it. I am going to see a revival in this city, in Sacramento. I'm going to see people get delivered. I am speaking by faith. We're seeing a lot of it now, but I tell you, it's just a trickle what I'm going to see. I am going to witness God's people everywhere saying, I have been deceived, deliverance is for me and I want it. I'm tired of dragging around a lot of extra weight that I don't have to. I'm tired of being sick. I'm sick of being sick. I'm tired of being tired. Bless God, it's time to get delivered, people. It's time to fall on our knees and say, God, I want help. And I've taught many times how demons enter in us. They enter in three different ways. Hereditary. They come through generation to generation. We're born with some spirits coming down from the forefathers. We can get spirits as we personally dabble into sin. And we can get spirits coming in us by people putting curses on us. And when those curses, when we're walking in sin, those curses go, demons come along. That's what the curses are. It's spirits acting out those curses, the invocation. I tell you, people, we are ignorant. We're ignorant. Christians are the most ignorant people anymore. What is happening to us? We go around to seminars and in these big meetings and conventions, and we write a bunch of notes and we put them away in our closet and collect dust. And we don't even walk out half the things we should be doing. And yet we want more and more knowledge. Knowledge for what reason? To do nothing about. But the simple truth is, deliverance is for us. And this is only an aspect of the walk of God. We've got to learn how to walk in dominion. There is a crucify the flesh. There is a putting self-life in the place of death and letting Christ rule and reign within us. Yes, there is that. There is a discipline and enduring hardness as a good soldier. There is abstaining from the sins of the world. There's a lot of things involved in the Christian walk other than casting out of demons. But I'm telling you, let's not belittle this ministry. Let's not belittle setting God's people free. Jesus did it. The apostles did it. Why can't we do it? Why have we all of a sudden say, well, it's not for us? I can tell you, people, pride. Pride. P-R-I-D-E, pride. We're too proud to admit we got something wrong with us, and yet we hurt inside. Well, those that really have a need, brother and sister, they're crying out and they're getting deliverance. Every time you read in the scriptures here, they came to Jesus and they cried out for deliverance and they received it. If you want to stay home, you know, and you're tired of pride and say it's not for us, go ahead. Go ahead, pack your luggage. Some people will get set free. Praise God. So, my time is up. Write for the literature, write for tapes, whatever you want. Just keep in contact with us, and we'll be on the next broadcast teaching more. God bless you.